Next is Halacha Dalid, which is the final halacha of Simonei Oif Tohar. Again, Rav Nosson Zal begins with a quote from the Shulchan Aruch, Simonei Oif Tohar lo inesparshu batoira, elo mona minei tmeim bilvad. In the Torah, it doesn't explain in any way, it doesn't elaborate at all on the types of unkosher birds. It just lists them. V'haminin ho'asurin, chof dalet hamurim b'Torah. And the types that are forbidden are the 24 types that are listed in the Torah. Kol mi shehu boki bois maminim u'bishmoiseim. Any person who knows all of those different types and he knows their names, and you know, when they're listed in the Torah, he knows what this one is, he knows what that one is. Hareze oichel kol oif sheinu mehem. He is allowed to eat any bird that's not from one of those 24. V'oif tohor nechol b'masoiris. And as far as kosher birds, again, if a person doesn't know all the 24 different, then he's allowed to go on masoiris, the Kabbalah that we have, the tradition that we have from generation to generation. If we know that religious Jews ate this type of bird all the years, they ate Cornish hen, or they ate duck, you know, then we know that that's a kosher bird. Kol oif shehu doireis v'oichel, now, another thing the Shulchan Aruch says, any bird that tears its prey or stomps on it, it crushes its prey to eat it, that's an unkosher bird. And however, if it's known that this bird does not stomp on its prey or tear its prey in any way, there are three signs by which we can identify a kosher bird. Etzba Yisera, an extra finger, the zefek, the kurkavonoi niklaf bayad, and also that the kurkavon can be peeled by hand. It comes off easily. And even if you see a bird has these three identification marks, ein lochloi, that's not enough to let you be able to eat it. Because we're afraid even with these three simonim, maybe this bird tears its prey when it eats it. Elohim kein yesh lohem masoires shemosru lohem avoseim shutor. Therefore, the most important thing that we rely on is the masoires, the Kabbalah that we have, that we know. I know in my parents' house and in my grandparents' house, they ate this. This bird they ate. They ate turkey. They ate chicken. So I know that this is a kosher bird. Ad kan l'shein hashulchan aruch. In Yerodea Simon Pebez. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Al Pima Shemavoyer B'Simon Samach Gimel. This halacha is going to be based on Torah Samach Gimel in the first half of Likut Imran, that's called Soid Kavonas Mila. Sheyesh Nochosh Unemola B'Toich Pia. There Rabbeinu Zal quotes a piece from the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says there is a certain snake that has a rodent in its mouth, and it sometimes it flies. V'hanochosh heim hachachomim lahora. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that the nochosh refers to those evil intellectuals, those people who use their knowledge to make fun of religion, chas v'shalom, to try to deny religion. Hachokrim chochmas hateva, who study the sciences, again, in a way that does not conform with the Torah at all. She'oisim lohem knofayim lo'uf b'chachmosam. Whereby Rabbi Nizal says there that those chachamim who study philosophy and they study the sciences, you know, not in a way that conforms to the Torah, they create wings for this snake to be able to fly and do more damage in a sense. Al yedei diburim roim shemedabrim, through their evil words that they speak. Because their words generate wings. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, Ubal Kenofayim Yagidovor, and the master of wings will speak. So we see the kesher between Dibur and the wings. V'alkein midiburim kedoshim nasim knofayim digdusha. Therefore, when a person speaks Diburim of Kedusha, he creates holy wings. Avol midhiburim roim, when a person speaks words that are against Hashem, that denial of Hashem, denial of the Torah and mitzvahs, bifrat kishim medabrim alat tzadik o emes, especially when a person speaks against the true tzaddik, through that, he generates wing. He gives wings to the snake, shehem chachmei ateva, which symbolizes these naturalists, these people who deny Hashem. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Samach Gimel, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. Paragraph Aleph, v'ze b'chinas oifois tehoirim v'oifois tmeim shehevdila Torah b'neim. With this we could understand why the Torah differentiates between kosher species of birds and non-kosher. Ki ha'oifois hein bali knofayim, because birds are the masters of wings. They're the ones who have wings. V'al kein yesh oifois tehoirim shehem yoyim k'midiburim k'doishim shenas meim knofayim k'dusha. Therefore there are kosher species of birds who draw from Dibur of Kedusha, which generates Knafayim of Kedusha, v'yesh oifois tmeim, sheyenkim mi kanfei anochosh. And there are unkosher species of birds who draw from the wings of the snake, shenasim midiburim roim, that are generated from when a person speaks wrong types of things, shaydezem is gaber chochmas ateva boilim chas v'shom, which is what strengthens the chochmas ateva, the natural sciences, those aspects of the natural sciences which people use to go against the Torah, against theology, against faith in Hashem. V'alkein lo nisparshu simoni of Torah b'Torah, and this is why Hashem did not explain the signs by which we identify a kosher species of bird in the Torah Shebichsav, because it's impossible. Because it's impossible in writing to be able to identify, to show the differences between the true Chachma, which gets its strength from the Kanfi of Kedusha, which is from where the kosher birds draw from, versus the Sheker, the Chachmas of Sheker, those Chachmas where people study things that go against the Torah. Sheboim lekfiris, aydei Chachmas mara, where people who study those wisdoms, it leads them to deny Hashem, not to believe in Hashem in the Torah and in the Torah. Ki hasheker mizgaber keneged hoemes ad shekoshe lahavchin b'neim, because the sheker tries very hard to do battle with the emes, and it gets to a point sometimes where it's hard to differentiate. A person can't tell which is sheker, which is emes. V'yefsher levar b'chsav hasimonim shebeneim. Therefore, it's impossible to put in writing, to give you instructions, all the instructions you would need in writing to be able to differentiate between emes and sheker, between oif toher and oif tomei. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, ki ze yodua, because this is a known item, sheyesh kama mevuchos ukfirois hanimshochem michach miateva sheyefsher liyashvon al pi das vosechel kim al yedei emunah. There are many paradoxes and things that are difficult to, that are impossible to understand, which are studied in these Chochmei Sateva, where it's impossible to resolve it through intellect alone, but rather a person has to fall back on emuna. She'onu b'nei Yisrael chazokim b'emunoseinu shemasru aleseinu. We, Klal Yisrael, are very strong and firm in our emunah, in our faith that we received from our forefathers and from our rabbis. V'zeh b'chinas oif toher nechol b'mesoires, b'mesoires daika. And this is why the halacha says that to eat a kosher bird, that you know only b'mesoires, through tradition, by word of mouth. L'rameis, she'yefsher lahavchin ulahavdil b'in oifais toherim, she'nikosu mikanfi akdusha, loifos tmeim shein kim yonfim mikanfei hanocha shein mechines hamavuchis vakfir shel chachmei ateva The Torah is teaching us by telling us that you can't differentiate between kosher bird, non-kosher bird through the written word. It's telling us that a person can't sort out the MS from the Sheker. Which we find in these paradoxes and in these kfiros of the Chachmei HaTeva, it's yefshel lahakir lahavdol b'neim ha'idei shum simen shubchinas moifes ha'sechel. It's impossible to be able to differentiate between them through some specific sign that a person can tell you, look for this. If it's red, you know that it's sheker. If it's, you know, that kind of thing. Hanikra moifes choytech, which is called like a determining factor, a clear determining factor where you know that if it has this, it's definite, it's positive that it's sheker, or if it has that, you know positively that it's emes. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us it's impossible to give us anything like that in writing. Kiim al yedei masoiris, only through verbal tradition. Dahinu kamosha masrulano avaisenu, the way our forefathers gave over to us. Shanu soimchim v'nishonim rak al divrei avaisenu. We rely completely on the words of our parents, our forefathers, our ancestors. Just as they taught us to believe in Hashem and to believe in Chiddush Olam, that this world was created something from nothing, from complete nothingness, and to believe in the dead coming back to life, and to believe in the concept of Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, believe Shum Simen V'Rayo Moifes, without giving us any proofs. Our forefathers didn't give us any proofs of Tchiyas HaMeisim, or proof that Hashem created the world something from nothing. Ki yefsher levarer kol ikrei emunasein ha'kdosh ha'idei simonim u'moifsim darach ha'esech na'rava shalahem. Because it's impossible to really clarify all the yesodos of our faith in Hashem and faith in the Torah through logic, through logical proofs, through by putting things in writing, that kind of way. Kiim al yedei hakabola v'hamaseiris, but rather the only way that a person could be zeicha to really differentiate between emes and sheker and be zeicha to a real clarity in religion is through the kabola and maseiris, through the tradition that's received, that's been passed down from generation to generation. Kama ishe kibalnu mi rabbi sena zalkana, as we receive from our rabbis. Paragraph Bays, V'alkein ha'oifois t'meim heim chofdalet. And it's for this reason that the non-kosher species of birds, there are 24. Ki kol ha'mechakrim b'chochmas ha'teva heim oiskim b'tor shebichsav b'chol chofdalet sifrei mikra. Because usually these kind of people, these highly educated Jews who are highly educated in secular wisdoms, usually they enjoy studying the chofdalet, the Torah Shebichsav, Tanakh they enjoy learning. Gemara, Torah Shebalpeh, they usually reject. Ki toiv be'inehem hamalitza shelahem. Exactly, because those people enjoy the poetry, not the poetry, there's an English word for it. They enjoy the literature aspect of Torah, that kind of thing. However, they explain the Mesholim, the allegories in the Torah, and things like that, according to their wrong type of logic. Whereas they reject Torah Shebal Peh, because in the Torah Shebal Peh, which we received from our forefathers, there we have the opposite of what these guys believe in. There we have faith in Hashem. Because our rabbis received the explanations of the Torah Shebichsav from mouth to mouth, from generation to generation, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kefi shemasru lanu, the way they gave it over to us, sheze ikar emunasenu akdosha. This is the essence of our emuna. Kimi torah shebichsav yefsher leida dovor, b'li torah shebalpeh, k'mo shemasru lanu Rabbi Senezal. Because in the torah shebichsav, you can't really know how Hashem wants you to live, how to conduct yourself in life, what's right, what's wrong, what's good from bad, without resorting to the Torah Shebal Peh, without having to come on to the Mishnayos, the Gemara, the Halacha, to interpret the Torah Shebichsav for you properly. Nimtza, she'ikar hishtalshulus yenikas chochmeh ha'teva, hu mebchinas Torah Shebichsav. So therefore, the source from which the Chachmei HaTeva draw, those who secular lists, they draw from the Torah Shebichsav. Because it's written the way it is, they can choose to interpret it any which way they want, and to change Hashem's message to something completely different. However, when it comes to the Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh, they grit their teeth. They can't take that. Because our rabbis in the Gemara interpret the Torah Shebichsav very differently from these characters. And therefore, these kind of people, these people who put tremendous emphasis on secular wisdom, and they study the Torah that way, they deny the Torah Shebal Peh. Exactly. Because from the Torah Shebal Peh, they can't draw. They're locked out. And we find that Rabbeinu Zal says this very clearly in the second half of Likut Imran in Torah Chof Ches, Al posuk echtoiv loy rubi toirosi, She'ikar yenika so'akum hu mishtal shilom b'chines Torah Shebichsav, Ayin Shon. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the source within the realm of Kedusha from which the Goyim draw from is the Torah Shebichsav. To the Torah Shebal Peh, they have no kesher. And we speak about non-Jews. We're talking about those people who study secular wisdoms. You know, that's their emphasis. That's where they put their faith. They're always involved in those studies. Whereas this is not the portion that Hashem has designated for the Jewish people. Because we believe in the words of our rabbis, in our traditions, in the Gemara, in the Midrash. Kefi ma shemosru lanu pirush haTorah Shebichsav, the way they gave over the explanation of Torah Shebichsav. Umi piyem anu chayim, and we live from their mouth, from the mouths of the true Talmidei Chachamim, the Tzadikim. V'alkein ha'oifos tmeim hem chof dalet, and this is why when we speak about the non-kosher species of birds, how many are there? 24. Ki shoresh inikosom shemishtal shel ba'alof moravavoy sishtal shelus mebchinas Torah Shebichsav shem choftal et sifrei mikra. Because the source from where they draw from is the Torah Shebichsav, which is the 24 books of the Torah Shebichsav. Ki es ze l'uma ze osa l'kim ki yadua. Because Hashem always makes the Kedusha and the Sidrachra parallel to each other. They're similar to each other. There's 24 over here, so there's 24 over there. This is the good, this is the bad.